President Bush's buoyant message for his second term is a world moving toward liberty.
NPR News analyst Daniel Shore.
But that message was delivered against a backdrop suggesting a mighty nation in a post-9/11 state of siege, an unprecedented 100 square blocks of central Washington cordoned off, uniforms and metal detectors everywhere, nearby the recently constructed underground bunkers for Congress and the Supreme Court, and the distant rumble of an insurgent assault on the experiment with freedom in Iraq. Striking was that the president devoted virtually his entire address to what he called the advancement of freedom in the world, with little about his domestic agenda for the next 4 years. He's expected to address issues like Social Security reform and judicial appointments in a series of visits around the country. If he had time on this inaugural morning to look at the front page of the New York Times, the president would have learned that in the latest Time CBS poll, most Americans do not expect the economy to improve or American troops to come home from Iraq by the time that Mr. Bush leaves the White House. Many have reservations about his plan to overhaul Social Security. And after 4 years, only 49% approve of the way he's handling his job, against 46% who disapprove. But the president, enjoying the luxury of not having to face the voters again, has chosen to concentrate, at least on this day, on one overriding theme. In his words, the questions that come to us are narrowed and few. Did our generation advance the cause of freedom, and did our character bring credit to that cause? Apparently, in his second term, the president is more intent on changing the world than changing America. This is Daniel Shore.